This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Tonight, Special Counsel Robert Mueller already has memos from the fired FBI Director James Comey, and now his fired Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, as the political fallout grows.
A source close to the fired FBI deputy director confirms he documented his conversations with President Trump, where he often raised McCabe's wife and her unsuccessful 2015 Virginia Senate race. Jill McCabe received more than $600,000 from Democrats, including then-Governor Terry McAuliffe, a longtime Clinton ally. The FBI said the campaign contributions were not a conflict because it was before McCabe took the helm of the Clinton email case. But critics say the contributions showed bad judgment, and McCabe's termination for cause undercuts his credibility.
I don't think it's any big deal. I'm sure that President Trump never said anything to Andrew McCabe that was illegal or implied any type of illegality. So he can keep all the memos he wants and turn them over.
President Trump, who praised McCabe's firing as a great day for the FBI, emphasized that he spent very little time with the FBI's former number two, insinuating McCabe drafted the memos to help his own agenda. One senior Republican called for public hearings to show whether McCabe's termination was suspect, coming 2 days before his government's pension kicked in.
When it comes to this issue, we need as much transparency as possible to make sure it wasn't politically motivated.
Fox News has learned the FBI branch that investigates misconduct allegations began looking at McCabe as early as last summer. The grounds for termination go beyond media leaks. The inspector general concluded McCabe lacked candor on multiple occasions. FBI veterans who want the inspector general to make the evidence public as soon as possible say bureau rules online are strict.
Lack of candor potentially gets you fired. That expectation applies to the brand new FBI agent, and it should apply to the deputy director.
A senior House Democrat indicated McCabe's firing may be justified, but he remains concerned about a broader pattern. A half dozen of Director Comey's closest associates, including former General Counsel James Baker, Chief of Staff James Rybicki, Senior Agent Peter Strzok, Lawyer Lisa Page, Media Chief Mike Corton, have retired, been fired, reassigned, or demoted.
Is this because they corroborate James Comey? That's a question we also have to answer.
In his statement, McCabe said Director Comey knew about his contact with the media, which observers said appears to conflict with the former director's testimony days before he got fired.
Well, so what do you make of all this? This palace intrigue that continues here. I know the president is very hopeful that the firing of McCabe will start a house cleaning there at the Department of Justice, particularly the FBI, as we maintain the downline agents. You can't help but feel for them. Of course, they're busy about, you know, protecting the country, so they're not enmeshed necessarily in some of the, you know, intrigue at the higher level. And I understand and probably appreciate that because they're not as tainted. The challenge that you have is when this stuff spews from on above and you have agents who are looking for a ladder to move on up into the upper echelons of the organization, you know, that kind of infection will get to them. And so, you know, it could potentially taint the next generation of leadership at the FBI. And that's what concerns me. And don't think for a minute that McCabe or even James Comey is the end of it. When you have something at this level taking place, you know, there is a rewiring of the institution that needs to be considered. And, you know, in a lot of terms, you know, we talk about it in terms of a corporate culture. What is the corporate culture of the Department of Justice, the FBI? It's pretty scary when you read these emails from Strzok and Lisa Page. The way it's been said, the reference to Andy, I don't know if in fact we ever did find out it was Andrew McCabe. But in light of some of this information that's coming out and, of course, his recent firing, you know, instantly you wanted to connect the dots there. But more and more the line is getting darkened to where, yes, this could be one of those dots that connect into this conspiracy and collusion, there you go, that's been going on within our Department of Justice and the FBI specifically. So, here for those that are pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, and get to the bottom of this so that we can clean it out for the good of all concerned. It's 5 minutes after.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, even if it's a bit inconvenient, Vice President Gore. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. You can tweet me at BMartinezLive. In 1999, Juanita Broderick burst into the public consciousness when she accused President Bill Clinton on national television of raping her. In 1978, as he ran for governor in Arkansas, it was a TV appearance she dreaded and never wanted, but felt compelled to squash the rumors. It was rape. Now, with award-winning former investigative journalist Nick Lully, she tells her story of survival from the assault at the hands of the future president to the veiled threats by a seemingly complicit presidential wannabe Hillary Rodham Clinton. Roderick believes now is the time to set the record straight and ensure victims everywhere are believed. Juanita Broderick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Bill. Thanks.
Well, Juanita, is it states here, I mean, you were at the time when you met Bill Clinton, you know, you were in nursing. I mean, you were serving people. How did you come in contact with then the aspiring governor, or was he already governor at the time?
Oh, no. He was the attorney general.
Right.
When I first met him, I decided to go with a group of friends to a volunteers meeting, and I signed up to volunteer and campaign for Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. And little did you know what the job description would turn out to be, right?
I know. You know, I tell people all the time that was one of the biggest mistakes of my life, you know, signing up to volunteer and then eventually meeting Bill Clinton when he came to my nursing home. Mm-hmm. He came there on a campaign tour, and that was the first time that I'd ever met him, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Now, so the first time you meet him, was part of you sensing that he was duplicitous? I mean, because he's quite charming. I mean, you have to acknowledge that he is a charming man to get away with whatever he's been, right? Go ahead.
Yes. And this showed up on his television commercials back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. You know, he was so charismatic, and we were just all excited about him possibly being the next governor. Mm-hmm. And when the state office called, asked if he could come by my nursing home and meet the patients and the families, I was excited. Mm-hmm. We couldn't wait till he got there.
Uh-huh. Now, why did he choose your nursing home?
I have no idea, except it was I was volunteering at the time, and maybe they just thought that was an opportunity, since I was pro-Clinton at the time, mm-hmm. to have him come to a facility or a business that would evidently welcome him with open arms.
Okay, so he meets you. So at that time, did you sense that there was something there that he wanted you to be more involved in your volunteering for his campaign?
Oh, no. We had a photo op
with
two of my residents.
Which is on the front of your new book right away, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And after the photo was taken, he came over to me and was very interested in knowing about the nursing home and knowing about me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I took this as a compliment. But at the same time, I began to tell him about all the problems that the Arkansas nursing homes were having with reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to talk to him about this, and he seemed very interested. And he immediately said, Bill, he said, are you ever in Little Rock? And I said, yes, I'll be there in about 3 weeks at a nursing home meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, call my office when you get here, and maybe we can set up a time to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I was so excited to have the ear of someone that could possibly help us.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I mean, you feel like, okay, I've got an inside track here. Here's somebody who can help us. And so 3 weeks later, you find yourself in Little Rock. So what happens?
Well, as soon as we got off of work on April the 24th, my nurse and I drove to Little Rock, checked in at the Camelot Hotel.
Uh-huh.
The next morning when we got up, we called his campaign headquarters. And the young lady that answered the phone, I said, this is Mrs. Hickey. And I was told to call when we got into town. And she
mm-hmm.
said, oh, yes, Mrs. Hickey. She said, Mr. Clinton said, if you ever called, to be sure and call this number. So I called it, and he answered the phone. And I told him that I was there, and could I possibly come over to his headquarters at noon when we had an hour break,
mm-hmm.
you know, to speak with him about the things we talked about.
Right.
And he said, you know, I'm not going to be at the campaign headquarters today. He said, why don't I just come to your hotel now? And I thought, you know, that's just great. He said, we'll meet down in the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll call you when I get there. So I turned to Norman. I said, it was about 8:30 in the morning. And I said, you go on to the meeting. And when I finish in the coffee shop, I'll be right there.
Right.
And so I waited in the room. And in a few minutes, I had a call, and it was Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, it's so crowded down here in the coffee shop, and there's also reporters down here. He said, can we just have coffee and discuss this in your room?
Oh, wow.
Now, we're talking 1978. He was
right.
The attorney general.
Right.
I didn't have a problem with mm-hmm. him coming to my room. I was anxious to talk to him
exactly.
and show him all the information that I'd worked on.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I said, yes, I'll order coffee to the room. And shortly after the coffee arrived, there's a knock on the door. I opened the door, and there stands Bill Clinton in a dim-lit hallway with sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been an immediate tip-off.
Right,
but
right.
I was anxious to talk with him. So I ushered him on in over to the table by the window where I had the coffee
mm-hmm.
and began to pour the coffee. And he motions to me. He says, come over here. And I walk around the table to where he's standing. And he points down to a little building down below and begins to talk about how he wants to restore that when he becomes governor. Not if, but when he becomes
mm-hmm.
governor.
Right.
At points, he puts his arm around my shoulder. And that made me a little uncomfortable. So I sort of backed away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just sort of turns and looks at me and comes closer to me. And absolutely grabs me and starts kissing me. And that was it was an out of realm experience.
I bet.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't believe it was happening. And so I back away from him again, explain to him, no, that's not what I allowed you to come to my room for.
Right.
And things get worse. He gets very, very agitated, grabs me, starts kissing me again, and then pushes me back on the bed. And I start to scream.
Mm-hmm.
And as I scream, he starts biting on my upper lip.
Oh, wow.
And it's very painful, and of course, I become very silent. Mm-hmm. And I don't really like to go into the details of the rape.
Exactly.
But it's horrific.
It has to be. I mean, just as you're just laying this out right now, Juanita, we've got to go to break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Juanita Broderick is telling her story. We're talking about her book. You'd better put some ice on that, How I Survived Being Raped by Bill Clinton. More after this.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the top of the hour. And the story we're listening to as our hearts break is Juanita Broderick's story. Her book, You Better Put Some Ice on That, How I Survived Being Raped by Bill Clinton. This is her story, and, you know, just to give it to you straight up, from her mouth to her ears, I mean to your ears, a story that, you know, since she told this first in 1978 about President Bill Clinton, this was on national television, raping her in 1978. It wasn't she was telling the story. It was in 1999 when she told the story. And, you know, he had already been married to Hillary for 3 years. Juanita, you know, I think that, you know, this is 40 years ago. And that this has been a long journey for you to be able to tell this story. What compelled you that you just felt like you had to get this out in 1999, you know, to tell the story to the public?
Well, I had been approached by so many of the media to tell my story, but I had developed over a year's time a very good friendship with Lisa Myers. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Myers did finally convince me to come forward with the thought that this would be aired during the impeachment hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was most important to me. But of course, we all know that NBC held that interview until after the impeachment. And that was very discouraging. But I'm still glad that I told my story. And I told it very truthfully, exactly as it happened.
Well, you know, and I'm thinking, as I'm hearing your story, and my heart is breaking for you, Juanita. I mean, you're a daughter, you're a mother, you're a fellow employee, you're a woman who has worked hard all her life, and you are treated in such a way that no human being should ever be treated the way this was handled. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, then there was further injury after that, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you had Hillary coming into play, and this is where all credibility for Hillary Clinton and all her women's, you know, people talk about how she's has supported women, and I can't hear it. I can't hear it, knowing your story, knowing the stories of other women like you. I mean, and I imagine as you have come together and met other women who have gone through similar situations with Bill Clinton, you probably have gained, through the pain of it all, some sanity in realizing that, yes, this really happened, and yes, I was raped.
Oh, yes, yes, you know, there's no doubt. And like I tell about in the book, meeting Hillary after this horrific rape, I was in a state of shock.
Mm-hmm.
I had volunteered, and I had set up. People say, well, why did you go to a volunteers meeting after being raped by this man? I didn't go to the meeting, but I had set up the meeting with my dear friends here in Van Buren. They had a lovely home,
mm-hmm.
and I had set up a fundraiser at their home.
Mm-hmm.
I called them. They were very good friends. I played tennis with the woman. The man was my dentist, and I told him, I said, I'm not going to be able to attend, but I'll bring you the information and some checks that I have for the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up early to the meeting and did not get out of there in time before the Clintons arrived. After they arrived, a gentleman came over to me who was a good friend and a pharmacist, a local pharmacist, and said he had driven them from the airport, and that the topic of conversation all the way from the airport was about me. And that frightened me, and I thought,
wow,
I've got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But before I could, here comes Hillary straight for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes straight to me. And I say in the book, you know, I felt sorry for her walking toward me, this woman that was married to this monster.
Mm-hmm.
But she comes over to me, takes my hand, and says, I just want you to know how grateful that Bill and I are for everything that you do in this campaign. And I was about to faint, and I thought, I've got to get out of here. So I just sort of nod, turn away from her,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden someone grabs me, and I turn around, and it's Hillary. And she has a hold of my arm and my hand, and she pulls me down to her, and she says, do you understand everything you do? And at that moment in time, I felt as though that woman knew exactly what had happened to me,
mm-hmm.
and was threatening me.
Yeah.
And I left immediately before it began.
Now, again, remind me, how long after the incident with Bill Clinton in your hotel room did this take place?
3 weeks.
3 weeks afterwards. So you're still processing. You're still processing all this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even processed it yet. I've never known anyone who'd been raped.
Right.
I've never known anyone that had been in that situation, and here I was being threatened. It was like it was almost like I was being raped all over again.
I bet.
By this monster's wife.
So here, you know, when this happens, I mean, he's the attorney general running for governor. So all this power and everything is going on. First of all, let's go back to the day. And I'm sure people have asked you, said, why didn't you call the police and have a rape kit?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a registered nurse, and I didn't even understand what a rape kit was.
Mm-hmm.
But when my nurse came back to the room and found me in that condition within 30, 45 minutes after the rape, she wondered why I hadn't showed up to the meeting.
Mm.
She comes in. She's shocked. I'm still in a state of shock. And we immediately get ready and go home. But the first thing she does is get ice for my mouth. My mouth, where he had bitten me, was bleeding. It was swollen twice the size of a normal lip. And that's where I get the title of the book, You'd Better Put Some Ice on That. That's what that monster said to me.
That was his parting salutation, right?
It's like puts on his sunglasses, motions to my lips, and very coldly says, you better get some ice on that, and walks out the door.
This is amazing. As you detail the event here, Juanita, that, I mean, little conversation, he came in like a full-on predator and took full advantage of you, it sounds like, in hearing how you're relating the story.
Oh, my goodness. There's no other way to relate it. It was horrific.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely, I can almost see everything that happened in this moment,
mm-hmm.
what happened almost 40 years ago. It'll be 40 years next
time. That's what I was looking. I was looking at this, and 40 years later, and you still carry the horrific memory of this event. And probably in your mind, you still try to reconcile and going, how can he still be a force in the political process, he and his wife, after something like this, that he is just, as I say, he is a serial predator. I mean, you are not the only one. He is the poster child of the Harvey Weinstein moment, movement, the hashtag Me Too movement, everything that people would want to think that they're fighting against. I see people, women specifically, that they are horrified over and disgusted over. Bill Clinton is a walking epitome of that.
Oh, yeah, and I've gone through 40 years of watching him do better and do better and her do better. And it's been hard. It's been so hard to watch them. But it's better now,
Yes.
Especially since she didn't win the presidency. And it's better to see them losing their power.
Right.
That article by Michelle Goldberg in the New York Times was very, very awesome, where she said, I believe Juanita.
Yeah.
She goes on and says, I believe he raped her.
Yeah.
And that was good.
Well, Juanita, as we wrap things up, the message, I know that you've gotten some vindication here, but meanwhile, I mean, this is your story. It's your pain. And what would you say to other women that you have a special affinity for and heart for who may find themselves in a situation, because there are more Bill Clintons out there?
Oh, I know. And the main thing is to be aware of what happened to you. Tell somebody you trust. Don't hold this in like I did for so many years. Go ahead and come forward and tell your story.
It takes a lot of courage. Juanita Broderick, her book, You Better Put Some Ice on That, How I Survived Being Raped by Bill Clinton. Book is available at all the usual places and will be linked on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Juanita, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
It's online or any one of the 280-plus markets that we reach and even around the world via shortwave. Also on Red State Talk Radio and the Cable Radio Digital Network as well. Thank you so much for joining in on the conversation and hearing these interviews. I know you're probably blown away and still trying to process Juanita Broderick, her story. I mean, and here it is. She's been carrying this around for 40 years and watching one Bill Clinton as he continues to rise in prominence. Hearing other stories, whether it's Paula Jones, on and on, the many names that have been targets, and how many others that we don't even know about, because it wasn't like this was an exceptional issue. I think we're starting to put this together, is that Bill Clinton, with all his charm and all his strength as a politician and all the good that he could have done, unfortunately, with as the old saying goes, you know, with six you get egg rolls. With him, the egg rolls that we got were not necessarily, the good egg rolls. Certainly not for Juanita, for the country, the politician, the many good things that he could have done had he not been distracted and having this other issue, and then being, you know, coddled by his wife and protected by his wife, threatening her. I mean, here is this woman dealing with the shock of being raped, and Hillary Clinton comes in and gives her a threat, you know, that she better fall in line. And, of course, we've seen, it's been reported time and again. I don't know how you defend that. You just have to see it for what it is. And, you know, and what's happened is everybody has been complicit and allowed this to go on, and other women be subjected to this because of his charm, because of his prominence. And there it goes. So We'll set that aside for right now as the story will continue to go. But God bless Juanita Broderick and for the pain that she's carried for 40 years. Most incredible. Dr. Dustin Deming joins us now, gastrointestinal oncologist at the University of Wisconsin, Carbone Cancer Center. And we're here to talk about March being National Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths of both men and women. However, it may be successfully treated, which is good news if caught early through screening. Screening is a very important way to detect CRC in an early stage when a person may have no noticeable signs or symptoms for that matter. In fact, the rates of new CRC cases and deaths for people who are 50 years or older has been decreasing for decades, in part due to an increase in screening. Despite this progress, one in three adults over the age of 50 are not up to date with the recommended colorectal cancer screening. And here to tell us more about it, as I mentioned, is Dr. Dustin Deming. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Doctor, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Now, we talk about screening, so let me ask you right off, who should be screened for colorectal cancer before signs and symptoms arise?
So colorectal cancer is all too common, and both men and women are at risk in near equal amounts. 90% of patients with colorectal cancer are diagnosed after age 50, and so that's in general why we recommend starting to screen at age 50.
Well, and as you know, we may not see the signs, the symptoms are not obvious, but what signs do we need to look for that will, you know, lead us to a doctor?
So the best case scenario is actually to have a screening test done to detect it before any symptoms develop. Mm-hmm. So we're hopeful that with screening colonoscopy, we can detect benign growths or polyps before they ever become cancer. By cutting out those polyps, we can prevent cancer from ever happening for patients.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. For those patients who do have symptoms, the symptoms that we're worried about are changes in bowel habits, such as constipation, diarrhea, changes in the size of stools, and then also blood in the stool.
Now, with everything that's biological, are these signs something that, you know, because like what happens sometimes they come, they go, and when they're here, they think, oh, well, that's just an anomalous situation. Are you saying that, I guess it's always good to err on the side of precaution. So if anything like this comes up, then, go see a doctor, right?
Exactly. So I don't think there's ever a situation where it's not appropriate to at least talk with your physician about the symptoms you're having.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking with somebody earlier in the week, and, the reason I bring up the interrupted sign is because that's what happened to them. You know, they had a sign. They said, oh, well, you know, it's gone away. It just was anomalous, you know, so no big whoop. But that sign we should look at more as a warning sign, not because it doesn't show up the next time we go to the bathroom, that it's something that has just taken care of itself, right?
That's exactly the case. Mm-hmm. So, especially with bleeding, if people have that, we need to know why.
Right. And I guess that's the deal. If you're bleeding, bleeding's not a good thing, right? It's not something that, you can figure that, it cauterized itself. It's okay. If we're getting, bleeding's involved there, and, that's a, I don't know how much a clearer sign you need. Do you not?
Very true. Very true.
All right. So what advice do you have for people who may be worried about getting screened for colorectal cancer?
So the most important thing is to understand the great benefit that you can receive from having a colorectal cancer screening. So by having the screening done before patients have any symptoms, we can actually prevent cancers from happening so that people never get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are worried about the colonoscopy and what that all entails. This has now become a very routine test. It's much simpler to go through a colonoscopy now than it was even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are bothered by having to do the prep, and there is a certain degree of a mechanical problem there where we have to get the stool out of the way so we can see what's going on in the colon.
Mm-hmm.
Some tricks that are helpful for people to get through the prep is actually to start a more liquid diet a couple days ahead of time. Mm-hmm. That helps decrease the amount of prep that people need. In addition to sometimes dividing up the prep into 2 days can make it easier for people to handle.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, you say that a lot has advanced over the last 10 years. What else has changed? I mean, let's talk about the myths that people have about colonoscopy. We're just talking about it. People have their own idea, and they haven't experienced one recently. So let's talk about the process and how much has changed.
So the major thing that has actually changed is the type of anesthesia that we use commonly for colonoscopies. So it used to be that there was a reasonable risk that it was an uncomfortable procedure. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, most people come in, they take a nap, they wake up, and the procedure's done.
And how long, generally, how much time are they in for the procedure?
So the procedure itself usually takes about a half an hour, mm-hmm. and so there is a little bit of prep time in the colonoscopy suite. So overall, people are in the suite for about an hour.
I see. Well, Dr. Deming, for people that have already been diagnosed with colorectal cancer, what treatment options exist for them these days?
So the exciting news is there's a lot of new treatment options. For patients with localized cancers, those can often be successfully treated with surgery alone or with some minimal chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. For patients whose cancer has spread and is not able to be cut out, excitingly, beyond our typical chemotherapy, there's new treatment strategies, including immune therapies that help harness the body's immune system to fight the cancer, in addition to what we call precision medicine strategies, where we're trying to personalize therapies so that we can tailor the patient's chemo regimen to exactly what's wrong with their individual cancer cells.
Well, Dr. Dustin Deming, this is March, National Colon Cancer Awareness Month. What is the takeaway that you want people, as we wrap this up, to have for this month?
Most importantly, colon cancer screening saves lives, and so definitely get screened.
Where can they go for more information?
There's two websites that I recommend, fightcolorectalcancer.org and ccalliance.org.
Well, Dr. Dustin Deming has been our guest, gastrointestinal oncologist at the University of Wisconsin Carbone Cancer Center. Dr. Deming, thank you so much. Appreciate the information.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
The basic tenet of Christianity.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
From director Kevin Sorbo.
What do you think it does to the boys to take the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Pays the bills.
And executive producer Sean Hannity.
Daddy!
Comes the most anticipated Christian movie of the year.
Clinically dead in the ambulance. 4 minutes. It's a miracle.
I saw Davey.
All I wanted to do was put my arms around him. I don't know what to do.
You've gotten the best scientific explanation. It hasn't brought you any comfort.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Sometimes we just don't understand the answers.
I don't want to lose you.
For those in darkness.
He is your God, and he's holding out his hand to you. All you got to do now is take it.
Let there be light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 27th. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we got a treat for you, really. This is a New York Times best-selling author and a pastor that, well, I'll tell you, I've known of Jensen Franklin. I think our orbit has come close at times to connect, especially when I was in Orange County, California, based out of there for many years, and I saw his church explode there in Irvine, California. And it exploded because of a key quality there, and I'm glad that he's writing about it now, because that's what exuded. The times that I visited his church, you could not help but be connected with the love of God there. It's been 5 years since the release of the New York Times bestselling author, megachurch pastor, last book, and only one topic, they would say, is fitting for his return to publishing. That is love. His brand new book, Love Like You've Never Been Hurt. Pastor Franklin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing wonderful. It's great to be with you.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this issue of love, because this is the thing that's tough, is that we walk around, we're injured, and you know, all the offenses get in the way. And one of the things that always echoes in my heart when I read about Jesus, when he healed somebody, he'd say, look it, you know, you've been healed, go walk in your healing and sin no more. And if we're not loving, in a sense, we're giving an opportunity for sin to re-entrench itself, are we not?
Well, absolutely. And Jesus' teachings are very strong on this subject. As a matter of fact, there's only two subjects in all the Bible that God devoted an entire chapter to. One is faith, and that's Hebrews chapter 11. Everything's about faith, by faith, this Bible character and that Bible character. It says by faith, by faith, by faith. And then 1 Corinthians 13, and it's a chapter about love. So that tells you, you know, that one without the other, that faith and love are the key. But, you know, what happened to us, Bill, was I guess we were the picture-perfect family. My wife and I have been married 30 years. We had five beautiful children, four beautiful daughters and a son. And everything was beautiful and lovely. And my oldest daughter went off to college about 9 years ago. And this all happened, and it changed. It changed everything. Just the same old story. She got around the wrong people. She got involved in the wrong things. It became so desperate that we brought her home, and it got even worse. She ran away. Our home was devastated. Our family was devastated. It had a domino effect on her siblings, and
right.
two of them went down the wrong road. And man, I found myself in a dark, dark place that I never, ever, in my wildest dreams, thought that I would find my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hurt. I was angry. I was bitter. My wife and I were just broken. And to make a long story short, God began to deal with us. And this little phrase came across my desk one day: "Love like you've never been hurt."
Wow.
And it was a game changer.
Yeah.
And I began to delve into it, and I wrote a series of messages off of that theme that so impacted our church when we decided to remove the ministerial front and tell people what we were going through and tell them that our home, even though I preach to thousands of people every week and we've got six campuses and a worldwide television ministry and all of these things, it does not mean you're immune from conflict and great trouble in your own family.
Well, I can only, in part, I mean, everybody's personal story is their personal story, and you are very vulnerable in sharing this with everybody. As you say, you drop the veil of the pastorship, and to say, hey, look at, you know, here we are, we're just like you. And I'm sure some of the body probably felt like, well, you know, I forgot to pray for our pastor. I forgot to support his covering. And, you know, so when you talk about the domino effect, not only from your family, but everybody else around, and here you are, years later, you're able to talk about what you went through, that anybody that has been affected by love at all could relate
right.
to this, and just have, you know, all kinds of sympathy toward you and your family for what you endured. And, you know, the first thing, yeah, I'm just real quick, one more. The first thing I thought of is, I mean, here you are, you're serving the Lord. And I went through an experience myself, Pastor Franklin, that it was a situation I'm going, Lord, where were you, man? I'm doing your work. And, you know, if anybody's going to watch my back, I thought it would be you. What happened? And I'm sure you probably went through something similar to that. Did you not?
I absolutely did. And again, you know, when the people who you love the most can hurt you the most.
Yes.
And I think the enemy knew that for me, you know, I'm not going to become an alcoholic. I'm not going to go. I love my wife. I by God's grace, I'm not going to cheat on her and do something crazy. The enemy knew the way to get to me was through my family.
Right.
And and what astonished me, Bill, was when we begin to share this series of messages, how that the body of Christ, our church, you know, I was scared. I thought, well, we'll probably lose people, but yeah. I'm not going to get up and fake it. I'm not going to get up and act like we're going through hell.
Right.
And when I did, it was astounding that the people were weeping and crying and saying, you have no idea, it's the exact same thing we're going through.
Yes,
we're fighting
right.
for our family. We're fighting for our lives and our marriage. And, you know, whether it's an addiction or whether it's a child on drugs or whether it's somebody's run away or siblings are not speaking because of a disagreement and a dispute, how can we live in the same town and never call one another and never speak to one another because we're offended? And for me, the big thing was, you know, I raised my children different. So it's almost, I almost felt like I'll just cut them off until they get their act together. And God began to deal with me and
right.
say, you're never lowering your standard when you love.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yes.
never, you know, you're never compromising when you love. You're never, you know, you're never doing something wrong when you love people who have messed up their life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we began to love our children like that, you know, to teach them that you might have made a mistake, but you're not a mistake.
Exactly.
To teach them that you might have fallen, and I did, and you did, but mm-hmm. God never gave up on us. God never
exactly.
threw us aside. And Bill, I'll never forget, in one of the darkest times, I really hit such a wall that I said, I think I'm just gonna quit. I just feel like I need to resign. I don't feel worthy to get.
Yeah, maybe God's trying to tell you something here to move you on.
Exactly.
Right?
You know how Satan will accuse you too.
Sure.
You know, Satan will come and just tell you you're a failure and you've been a terrible father. And I knew I had put my family first. I knew I had done everything I needed to do. And an old minister, 82 years old, called me out of the blue one day. And I really feel like people listening need to hear this as a parent.
Right.
And Charisse and I were so low. And he called us and he said, I told him I feel like quitting. And he said, now, Jensen, I want to tell you something. He said, God had two children named Adam and Eve. And he had them in a perfect environment, the Garden of Eden. And then he said, and you know what else? He spent quality time with them. The Bible said he walked with them in the cool of the day every day. Mm-hmm. And he said, they messed up, and he didn't resign being God.
Amen.
And he said, you're not going to resign being pastor. And, you know, we just kept loving them. And to make a long story short, every one of them are in the ministry. Every one of them are serving the Lord. God did miracles that only God could do. And I want to give people hope that, you know, he's not just God of what you've got and what you lost, but he's God of what you've got left. And the miracles and what you've got left.
Well, this is the power of love, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that we so underestimate. You know, we see God who loves the world so much that he sent Jesus to redeem his creation time and again. And you think about it. I mean, I think even, you know, pastor of Abraham, you know, going out to sacrifice his son, a son he waited all his life for. And out of faithfulness, he's willing to sacrifice his son and the heartbreak that must have been going through him. But it is love that redeems us beyond ourselves. Like you say, you're totally poured out. You have nothing left. And, you know, you have people would come in and, oh, you know, tough love is required here. You just need to let them go and let the world teach them a lesson. And but you know in your heart that, but God has a better way. And through this,
you hear people say, you know, time heals all things. That's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
Time doesn't heal these kinds of wounds. They fester.
Yes.
And then you hear people say, just forgive and forget, as though what happened was okay. Forgiveness is not saying what they did was okay. And when somebody betrays you, let's say your husband has been unfaithful or a brother stole money from you or somebody did something horrible, forgiveness is not saying I'm good with that. But you can forgive and forget, meaning you remember it differently.
Yes, exactly.
It becomes a point of reference of how far you have come by the grace of God and what forgiveness has done. When you think of that person and what they did, you don't do it with anger and bitterness and hatred, but you do it with the fact that God has brought you so far through forgiveness.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what the book is about. Love like you've never been hurt. It is possible. God can give you victory where you've hurt the most.
Maybe you remember at a healthy distance, you know.
That's true.
I mean, that's part of the process. It's not so much that you get over it, but you get through it. And that's what God wants us to do, is to get through this process, to appreciate, just like you and Charisse and your family have come to realize. And you've blessed us with this book, Pastor Franklin. Thank you so much. Boy, this book is so powerful. It is so true. And again, I thank you for your vulnerability and your honesty. This is going to help a lot of people. Love like you've never been hurt. Pastor Jensen Franklin on Bill Martinez Live.
Bless you, Bill.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.